Hi, James. John with Local Splasher. How was it going?
Hey. Sorry, man. I got...
You got busy, huh?
I'm in the thick of it.
It's all good, man. Wow. I kind of figured.
I got land deal going on. I've got, customers. It's right before Christmas. A lot of... It's been nonstop today. So...
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
I'd rather be talking to customers than not talking to anybody.
That's true.
Yes, sir.
So, anyhow, sorry, but, we left off at, you were about to tell me, you know, your reputation with Google.
Reputation with Google. Yes, I sent a text message to you. Were you able to receive that?
Probably.
Okay, I'm gonna send you a same text.
Hold on, 877.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Click on that link. This is coming from Google, not from us, not from any other company, not from me. But if you actually looked on Google's directory, this is what it shows about us from Google. This will definitely give you a bigger picture of who we are. As our performance, our certifications through them, our spend even. Now you understand, you could get a better feel of how we earn this spot by how well we perform, right, for the businesses that we venture with.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I don't know how much more clear that can get from there, you know?
Well, right. I will have more time to like read into that later, but so it all looks fine and well. I'm rebuilding a child's room at the moment, like putting it all back together.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
You one of those intricate ones or what?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You could say that.
I can only imagine. I got a one-year-old, and I try to put it together just the simple things, and that was complicated. Right? So I can only think about that now.
Yeah. I mean, we're not building IKEA furniture or anything, but, you know.
Hey, anyway, give me an honest opinion about IKEA on there, man. Are they good? Because, like, I always feel like they're breaking apart. I mean, what do you feel about?
I feel like if you're going to go there, you're going to get what you pay for.
Good point. All right.
If you buy the good stuff, you get the good stuff. If you buy the good stuff, you get the good stuff. I mean, they have good kitchens.
It's true.
I know they have good kitchens, but they, you know, just like anything else.
Yeah, I hear you.
They do have their bargain. But yeah, so.
Okay. Well, sorry. I get distracted.
Yeah,
what do we got?
Well, I just have. Between. I have to look at my phone to refer to all the pictures I took of this room before I destroyed it so I can put it back together exactly the way it was.
All you, man. Yeah, you take your time. I'm here with you.
But, let's see. So is there anything else that I need to know about you guys?
Not that I know of. I mean, I think we covered almost every base you can think of, right? I mean, if you have further questions, you'd be more than happy, as you can tell. You know, we're open book here.
Metrics.
Yes, sir.
What are your metrics like in this area? How many people use it?
Great question. Okay, so when it comes to interior, exterior painting, All right. I'm just typing in one of these here, and this is how I know it does well, because with our okay, but the algorithms that we'll put into place, we're not going to promise saying, oh, yeah, you're going to get this many calls and leads. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to start off with saying that first, okay? But it does show that in the last 30 days, you have over 1,300 searches done in your area. Now, again, that doesn't mean you're going to get 1,300 jobs. What that means is it's a high demand.
Right.
What that does mean is a high demand. And if there's a high demand for that, that means that if you're not getting those calls right now, that means that's just simply because you're not being found. It's not because you're doing anything wrong. It's just simply because people only look at that first page of Google, right? Now, we can funnel that traffic to finding you every time if they're typing in any of those services. So if they're typing in on Google or there's other directories like we went over, and let's say they're just window shopping for at that moment because they're like, you know what, next week we're probably going to get things done. They go on Facebook afterwards, they're not going to remember that, right? They'll probably try to do a research again, but instead they won't need to because they'll have your ads popping up saying, hey, listen, you were looking for this. Here I am, you know, and they can call you from there as well too. So best part I think is great is with the website, you know, what we could do is also help you get organized for your customers when that starts flowing through a lot, meaning you can have them schedule themselves in with you. Or for a meeting, or for a call, or, you know, for anything of that nature, it just seems more professional, but also at the same time, it keeps you organized to, you know, delegate your time wisely as well, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the website is part and parcel of that.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Got it. How many management tools are in place and included with what I would get on that contract?
How many management tools for the website? Oh, what's all included?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to put it all out here. Here we go. So we got, of course, getting your business profile, Google Business Profile, GBP. We got to get that verified. That's the very first thing we're going to make sure we do. Once it's verified and during those processes, we're going to make sure you get all your directories completed and submitted right away, okay, within the first 5 to 7 days on that one. As we mentioned, I already went through time length with you, so I guess I don't have to do that again. Not only that, you'll also have your dashboard, which is your tracking system. That will be done at that same time frame. Okay. Also, we'll develop, if you don't have a Facebook business page, we develop them for you, and we put those ads out within the first 7 to 14 days, alongside with the same time frame of getting your website completed as well, too. Again, these are our averages because it just depends on how much content. If you don't like something and you want to say, hey, listen, I don't like that color, that font, perfectly fine. We could change it out. So it just depends on how much you want to edit or move, change around from there. Also, don't forget, you also get, you know, your first page placement for all of your keywords and all the areas that you want to service to within the first 30 to 45 days. An account management team is going to be there for you Monday through Friday, like I said, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. You'll have a designated number just for them to go ahead and help you out with anything you need as well, too. That's
okay.
Everything in a nutshell, buddy. Yeah.
All right. Sounds all fine and well. Can you send me, by chance, a page of what this stuff looks like?
As far as the website?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me 1 second here. Oh, and just to let you know, the websites are not just made for only on a computer. The websites are also made for cross-platforms. So it adjusts however the customer is looking at it. If they're looking on a tablet, it adjusts to that. If it's looking on a phone, it'll adjust to that as well, too.
That's nice.
So, yeah. A lot of people don't understand that part. That makes a difference as well. So give me 2 seconds here. And I'll send it to you as a text right now. You can see that. All right, here's a link for that one. And again, this is just like a standard. We make sure websites are tailored to your company. So obviously we've got templates and things like that to make it easier for you. But if you want to get intricate with it, Just gotta let them know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let me know what you think, though.
Well, yeah, hold on, I'm hanging a blind at the moment.
Oh. I mean, you're moving around. I love it.
Yeah. No, it works, so.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you even taking the call, and, you know, that just shows me how much you really care about this, so I see the value, so.
Oh, man. Sorry, I'm trying to figure this out, but I can't. Oh, I think it goes in like that. Possible? Nope. Of course not. That'd be easy. That would just make sense. Oh my god. Dude, some days I don't know how people do the things they do.
Yeah, I just moved to Pennsylvania and they do stuff way different. Sometimes it baffles me.
Well, what I'm going to have to do here, man, is I'm going to figure this out. I can't try to put something back together, and I need to get it done.
Sure.
So,
You tell me, what time can I call you?
Well, all it really sounds like there's really left for me to do is I haven't really had any time to look through things and research or do any of that kind of stuff on my own since I talked to you yesterday at this time. You know what I mean?
But I also do realize, you know, you see value, obviously. It's just, I understand you're busy at the moment, of course. And
yeah, I
appreciate
value,
you even taking that time, you know?
Yeah. I see value. I'm also paying somebody.
Yeah.
I'm also paying somebody else for the same... for this function at the present moment, and it's like, well, what am I going to do with that? You know, I just don't have, like, endless money I want to throw at marketing. I want to have a budget, and I want to have a reason as to why, and I want to know what my exit strategy is if I'm going to do one over there. Because I also want to know if anything I've done over there translates to anything where you're at. Does my reputation flow from one to the other?
As far as a Google listing?
No, as far as what I've done on Angie's list.
Ah, no. Angie's, that's one thing. Yeah.
I have a 10-year history. Right?
Well,
on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that 10-year history is impeccable.
Sure.
It's literally flawless. It's 10 straight years of reviews.
Is there a way, because, I mean, I'm just spitting things out there for you, because you have 85 five-star reviews on here. I'm looking at it right now. I mean, you're definitely doing amazing on this. Will that take off? No. Yeah, that's your Angie's listing there. All right, we're not trying to take away, and it does not translate to anywhere else. That's the only thing. Like, even for Google reviews, they stay for Google. But everyone uses Google, so I guess it's a little more meaningful in that sense, right?
Right.
So if it was me on that and you still don't want to lose that, I'd put that on pause. So that way you're still being shown, your account is not deleted or anything like that, and that way you can have, you know, other things going on at the same time as well. But I don't know, that's just my personal opinion. It's not my business. It may not work out for you on that, but that's just my suggestion of what I would do.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, let me call you back on my way home then. Okay, I gotta get this stuff down here, put these rooms back. I gotta focus.
Yeah, as long as we're able to talk today, man, I'm good with that. But I'll be expecting your call here. And if
what
I don't answer
today.
Well, after today, that's when I can't make my promises, keep my promises, where they still start calling out. Now, I can't keep my promises of pricing and everything like that if it's not taken and things like that. And As I talked to you before, this is not no salesy thing. It's just what I can and cannot control. So if no one's taking it, by all means, man, I would love to help you. As you could tell, you know, I'm trying to be respectful of your time as well, too, as much as possible, and, you know, showing you everything and answering any questions you got. So it's a relationship we got to start, you know, we got to start off strong.
Well, true, but right. And the only, you know, my only, I guess my only thing is you called me in the middle of, you know, yesterday.
Yeah.
I told you, I'm like, I got a lot of things going on. This wasn't like, let me say it this way. There's nothing that's necessarily broken. But
sure.
If I can find something that's better,
mm-hmm.
There's things I'm not happy with. They're just not broken.
Right.
I'm not happy
right.
with it. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't know what to do about it yet. But that doesn't mean I'm just going to make a, you know, split second decision and be like, yeah, let's do this.
No. I'm not expecting that either. Yeah. That's why I'm being very,
I mean,
very respectful. Yeah. And I'm sorry for calling you while you're working too. So.
No, that's fine. I told you you could. That's not the problem. I'm just saying that in terms of what people can and can't do, I run my own business, right? So if I say I'm going to end a promotion mm-hmm. or if I'm going to end this, or I'm going to end that in a sales call, you know, I made that up. There's nothing in the world that says that I have to or I don't have to.
No,
so somebody, if it's not you, even if it's not you, if somebody, you know, if somebody wants something, then I get it. But, like, the call came to me, not the other way around, right? Like, I could see if like, there's a termination period on this decision. It would be because I called you and I need the service that you provide.
Right,
I mean,
right. No,
I'm
I
not
like
coming
I
from
that's
a you. I need what you guys necessarily have. Doesn't mean I don't. It just doesn't mean I was looking for it when it came my way either.
Of course,
so
yeah, we called
I,
you.
Yeah. Yeah, so if there is a time frame on this, and in that time frame ends somehow magically today, I hate to tell you, but you're probably not going to... Yeah, you're probably going to wind up giving it to somebody else. And but you have to understand too. I've been doing this for a long time, and there's been a million phone calls, a million opportunities, and you know many of them have passed my way.
Yeah.
But I, you know, was it the decision that stopped me from being a millionaire? No.
I hear you. I love it.
Nothing bad happened to me because I didn't jump at the moment.
It's an intelligent decision. Yes, sir.
I have learned to, if it's really as good as everybody says it is, it's going to be there tomorrow. If it isn't as good as everybody says it is, they're going to sell it to you today.
Yeah. Well, I'm the director in your area, so that's why I can make promises and then not make promises, right? And I'm saying, like, hey, listen, I got this here for you. Anytime we can go ahead and make that happen. Pricing, I'm not talking about pricing. Pricing stays the same. I have the notes in here for you. That's grandfathered in. So I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is I need to make sure that if we're going to do this tomorrow, I need to call my team like literally now and let them know that we're going to call out for other services in the area because I do not want to make promises I can't keep. That's not our company on that part. That's literally me. Yeah, I want to make sure I'm very truthful.
You got a business to run. I get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You definitely got a business to run, but, you know, like, I'm in the same thing here. This piece of property, right?
Yep.
I have four days to decide on if I'm going to spend $100,000. That's like a little bit different situation than I'm focused on at the moment.
I hear you. Well, James, you talk to me. I know I don't want to eat more of your time on this while you're working here, and I want to make sure I have your undivided attention. So,
let me call you back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. You take care, James. Talk to you soon.
All right. Can I call you this number?
Yeah, please do. Just ask for John. Everybody knows me here.
All right, cool.
All right.
See you soon.
Talk to you there. All right. Bye. Bye.